You know, I don't know that there's been a hotter topic around the state of Texas than the Michelin Guide announcements that finally came out. I mean, it was a big deal when Michelin finally was induced with money to come in and start taking a look at the restaurants in the state. But the names that came out were, in some cases, surprising, some cases not. Reunion Tower's Crown Block was awarded a Michelin recommended status, which I think is a little surprising because they're just open. I mean, they must have been in a shakedown period when they were being judged. We watched the progress and followed it with Elizabeth Blau, who's founder and CEO of the restaurant development company Blau & Associates. And she and her husband, the chef, came in, set the place up for the Hunts and Kleinerts, and is a big hit. Elizabeth Blau joins us right now. Congratulations. Good to see you again.
Well, thank you. It is a congratulations to our entire team and all of Reunion Tower. We're still pinching ourselves. It's so thrilling.
Well, I mean, I it's not surprising. The place is great and it's novel and the people are nice and it's unique and you got a killer view. But my gosh, I mean, open just less than a year and a half. They were judging you. They must have been judging you when you'd been open less than a year.
Well, you know, there's certainly a number of restaurants on the list that are new. And, you know, I'd like to think that we're all seasoned restaurateurs. And, you know, listen, there's definitely a period of getting out the kinks in the first few weeks. But, you know, we're all pros here. And if we don't get that, you know, those kinks out of the system, I mean, we're charging people full prices. And so, you know, I would like to believe that, you know, we are beyond ready. My husband and I have been doing this probably more than 60 years combined. So this is you know, kind of what we do. And we have an extraordinary team at Crown Block, and we have the most extraordinary support from the Hunt, Kleinert, Reunion Tower, Hyatt families. So when you pull up to valet and you're greeted by a hostess and you sit down for dinner, we've got an exceptional team. So well,
I know you have a dad. I mean, you and Kim Kanawala, your husband and the chef have restaurants in, you know, all over Canada, Vancouver and out in, and of course in Las Vegas, which I know is where you are right now. But what have you changed much since you opened it? Have you had to make adjustments?
Well, you know, we seasonally adjust always, and right. You know, in all of our restaurants, because, you know, we want to be what is, you know, the most current in terms of the vegetables and the produce and the farms. But no, I mean, we spent a lot of time selecting, you know, farms for our beef, seafood purveyors for all the fish. So I think, you know, there's a natural evolution in the process. But, you know, I think that what we're doing, our cocktail menus continue to evolve. You know, now we're moving into the holiday season. So you're starting to see pumpkin and maple and all kinds of deliciousness on the menus. But no, I mean, we have stuck to our core value of, you know, really representing the best of Texas, the farms, the ranchers, the distillers, the wineries. I think that's a formula that seems to be resonating. So it's thrilling, and it's such an honor because Reunion Tower is an icon of the city. And so to be recognized, I mean, Michelin is not a national, it is an international recognition of excellence for quality. And it's really a focus on the quality of the food. So, you know, I'm here talking to you, but I have to give Kim Cantanwala, John Pineda, our chef, and our culinary team, Lizzie Ramirez, our incredible pastry chef, the credit, because that is what this Michelin, that is what this Michelin recognition is for, is really excellence in cuisine.
So now that you've been open a year and a half, tell me about your clientele. When we first talked before you were open, I was speculating that you would draw very heavily from the meetings of the convention center. And there are a tremendous number of out-of-towners that come through there. I mean, my gosh, you're right next to a hotel. You told me that you thought you would have more locals than out-of-towners and visitors. How is the mix, in fact?
Well, indeed, that is the truth. We have people coming from all over the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. And I think the one thing that has surprised me is the number of celebrations. I mean, people are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries and graduations and really milestone events. And those are locals. I mean, those are, you know, people coming, you know, within an hour's drive time. We are certainly benefiting from, you know, being partnered with Hyatt and their, you know, incredible clientele and the convention center. But it's a healthy mix of people who have become regulars and love our food or love our bartenders. So, you know, the mix is wonderful. And I think that's what keeps it really fresh. We've added a Sunday brunch since you and I have spoken. And so we've bought a little Las Vegas sizzle. So part of the brunch is a buffet. So you have a live action station where we have sushi and the raw bar and all of our salads, and the pastry section is exploding with all kinds of breakfast pastry, but also desserts. And then you order your entree for the menu. And that clientele is really almost wholly local. So it's nice. And it's nice to see familiar faces coming in again. I think that's for a restaurant team, that's what really keeps you going.
But you're going to get Michelin star groupies, for lack of a better word, but people who want to eat at Michelin recommended restaurants. And I would think that will alter the clientele a little bit.
Well, I'm one of those groupies because, you know, there are times that I want to, you know, once or twice a year experience a 2-3, even a 1-star Michelin. But to be honest with you, you know, those days of me sitting for 3-hour meals are fewer in between. And so I really rely on the Michelin recommended list. And now, like, think about it, they're recommending barbecue in Texas. Yeah. So you really get a nice blend. So we are so thrilled because you are right. There are people that specifically travel for the Michelin recommended. And I think, you know, it gives us goals and aspirations. Only one restaurant in Dallas was awarded 1-star, but, you know, I was at the awards in Houston with Don Pineda, our chef, and he said, Elizabeth, goals for next year, you know? So it's really inspiring to the culinary team. And our business is so difficult from start to finish. And we've had so many challenges from the post-COVID on. And so, you know, things like this are really rewarding. And there's just a sense of pride in the team. And there's just such a sense of excitement between our, you know, our guests coming in and hearing about this, because obviously it's so new. There are people coming in that hadn't heard. But yes, I think that we're definitely going to get the destination diners. And we are so excited for that. And you know, it gives you, you know, zip up your shirt and, you know, and zip up your style, because there's a, you know, an international expectation. So I think that's good for us all.
You know, and the emphasis on sourcing local, I know when you can, you do, and you do to a great extent. That must be a challenge, you know, lining up local sources, predictable sources, knowing that you can get the provisions when you need them.
Yeah, I mean, we're in Texas. And so look at, you know, the bounty of, you know, where you're surrounded from. So I can tell you that it's much more of a challenge in Las Vegas to source local. Local, you know, becomes a much larger mileage radius. But, you know, I think when you're a steakhouse and you have such an emphasis on seafood, I mean, that's really where we start. Produce, you know, is not an issue, but, you know, the ranches and farms that you have, we do use, you know, Chicago Stockyards and Allen Brothers and some sourcing outside of Texas, but, you know, Hearthstone with the Akushiashi, the Rosewood. I mean, there's really just great names, really wonderful methods of treating their cattle, and it shows on the plate. And so when you start with that quality ingredient, it just makes it so much easier for the chefs. And the same with the, you know, the quality of spirits and wine. And so I think that's what is part of our magic.
You would even have Tito. So Reunion Tower was multi-level. There's your restaurant, and then there's the observation area, but then there was a meeting area and that sort of thing. And is that back open now? Or are you, is
oh, yes. So there's Crown Block, which is the restaurant, and then right. there's the Crown Room, which is our event space. And it has been tremendously successful. Not only are we doing meetings and events there, but we're starting to throw weddings and other celebrations. So that's really exciting. And that space, if you throw an event and you would like it, it can still rotate. So that's, you know, exciting and flexible as well. We are almost sold out for the holiday season. So, that's a local crowd, you know, wanting to come and, yeah. and throw their holiday parties. And, what was even more exciting is the Dallas Morning News, you know, came and, you know, we held a watch party. And so we, you know, we live streamed the Michelin Awards. And, you know, it's really, we were atop the city, you know, the views from Reunion Tower, you can see, you know, the entire, you know, Dallas area. And so it's a very, very special place. And so, you know, we've got two options with Crown Block and with Crown Room. And for New Year's Eve, you will either be able to come for an early dinner or you'll be able to come and have a full dinner celebration and, you know, be right in the midst of the fireworks. And then in Crown Room, we're going to throw more of a fun party where you'll come and there's action stations and a DJ. And so, and again, you're right in the midst of the fireworks. So a little something for everyone. And for those who want, we're going to work with Hyatt and have a package. So you don't even have to leave. You can party and then roll right into your beautiful hotel room.
Well, it sounds great. Look, again, congratulations. I still think that's just remarkable. Just barely open a year and a half and on the Michelin recommended list. We're talking, of course, about the Crown Block at Reunion Tower. Elizabeth Blau, the founder and CEO of the restaurant development company that bears her name, along with her husband, and, of course, managing director, I guess, is the top
managing partner, yes.
Managing partner of the restaurant. We look forward to chatting with you next time. Thanks very much for the time. And again, congratulations.
Oh, David, it's just always a thrill. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.